Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eric King. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting second. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Edgar Diaz. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Bates. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa strikes out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sheffield moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheffield scores. Surhoff moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Surhoff moves to third. 2 outs. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz fields the ball, races to the bag for 1, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Martinez moves to second. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brock hits a line drive towards first. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Edgar Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Diaz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa is called out on strikes. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Guillen. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Diaz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Bates batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 1 in the game. Deere hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Higuera juggles the ball. That's an error on Higuera. Ventura moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bates fields it and throws to second for the out. Ventura moves to third. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. Sosa strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Calderon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. Guillen scores. There goes Fletcher trying to get to home. Braggs throws the ball into Sheffield, who relays the ball to Surhoff, who tags Fletcher, who came all the way from first, for the out. 2 runs are unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder pinch runs for Greg Brock. Glenn Braggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Calderon. Braggs reaches second base with a double. Felder goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz bunts towards first. Martinez juggles the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Braggs moves to third. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Greg Vaughn pinch hits for Billy Bates. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Diaz moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braggs tags and scores. Diaz tags and moves to third. Vaughn tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, down the third baseline. Ventura races for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Diaz. The throw to the plate, and Diaz is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing first base. Dale Sviam now playing second base. Tom Filer now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Martinez scores. Ventura moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ventura tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Sammy Sosa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sosa is 0 for 3 in the game. Sosa hits a pop-up towards short. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a line drive towards the mound. Radinsky can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Don Paul now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer is hit by the pitch. Parker moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Parker moves to third. Deer moves to second. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Don August now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Calderon. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Calderon steals second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Calderon moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beat Sveum for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sheffield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sveum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sveum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Wayne Edwards now pitching. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Barry Jones now pitching. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Deere takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to third. Parker moves to second. Darrell Hamilton pinch runs for Dave Parker. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to home to get Yount. Hamilton moves to third. Deere moves to second. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa is 0 for 4 in the game. Sosa hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Calderon. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Calderon steals second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kittle is 0-4 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Gallagher now playing left field. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Diaz is 0-2 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sviam is 0-1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheffield bunts towards the mound. Thigpen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Surhoff is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Sviam moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Yount is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.